Shalom to all. Today we're learning about Basra Per Gimel Mishnah Hey Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnahs are being learned because Esther Basra Achol Shishi Bizaicher Finder Zivig Hagun Bikar of Mamish. And the next few Mishnahs we're going to be discussing Cheskas Hashtamshos, the right a person has to do something or use something in the way he has been doing it up until now. So the Mishnah tells us Eildvarm Sheshlam Chazaka Veildvarm Sheilan Chazaka. The following things a person could make a Chazaka on, and the following things a person is not able to make a Chazaka on. As the Mishnah tells us, Hayamamid Behem Bachatzer, a person put his animal in a Chatzer. This is talking about a Chatzer Shutfin. It's jointly owned by, let's say, two people, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven keeps his animal in the chatzer, or Tanner's oven, Vikiraim his stove, Vrechaim millstone, Amagadal Tarnagoyim, where he raises chickens, nice and zivler bechatzer, or he places his fertilizer in the chatzer. In all these cases, ain't a chazaka. He's not able to make a chazaka on this. He can't claim, I've been doing this for 3 years, Shimon, and you never said anything to me, so you can't come and complain now. And that's because this is a normal shtamshus of the chatzer, and something that a person is usually not makbet about. And so therefore, Shimon doesn't lose his right to make an error, to make a protest and complain, just because he didn't do it within 3 years. And if after 3 years he decides he wants to protest this, he's allowed to, and Reuven's not even make this chazaka. Aval, however, if Reuven builds a mechitza for his animal, he builds some sort of wall or fence for his animal that's 10 tefachim high, v'chein the tanner, same thing for his oven, v'chein the kriyam, for his stove, v'chein the rechaim, for his millstone, or he brought his chickens into the house, or in the chatzer, he made a place for his zevel, either by digging a pit 3 tefachim deep, or by making some sort of platform which is 3 tefachim high. In all these cases, if Shimon doesn't protest within 3 years, harezu chazaka, since Reuven did create a chazaka for himself, then now he's allowed to use the chatzah for this thing, and that's because all these things are something that people are usually makbet about, and therefore Shimon should have protested within 3 years. Since he didn't, now he loses the right to do so, and Reuven's allowed to continue using it for this ishtamshus. The next mission continues with similar things. Hamar zev in the chazaka, however, v'yashlam kam chazaka, and hamaschila yashl chazaka. Now, mar zev and maschila really work together. Let's explain this backwards. Maschila is what we would call a gutter. That's the half pipe that runs along the top of the house, and that's basically the drain for the rainwater. Let's say Reuven and Shimon's chatzer is border each other, and Reuven has a drain pipe on his house, which is over Shimon's chatzer. Once he has it there for 3 years, Shimon's not allowed to protest that. However, there's a difference with a marzev. Marzev is the spout, which is where all the water of the drain pipe goes out of. And so let's say Reuven's gutter had this marzev, this drain pipe, going into Shimon's chatzer in one particular direction. The Mishnah tells us that marzev ain't like chazaka. He can't have a chazaka in the direction where his drain pipe is. He can't say, well, it's always been going this direction, so you can't ask him to move it to a different direction. That's something that Shimon is allowed to always protest. But when the Mishnah says, v'yeshlam kam chazaka, the place of the marzev has a chazaka, meaning Shimon's not allowed to protest, you can't have your water spilling into my chatzer at all. That's something that Reuven is able to create a chazaka in. The Mishnah continues, Sulam HaMitzri in the chazaka, v'letzuri yash lechazaka. These are two different ladders. Sulam HaMitzri is very small, Tzuri is much larger, and so if Reuven put his Sulam HaMitzri in Shimon's chatzer in order to, let's say, climb up to his roof and get something there, and he left it there for quite some time, he's still not able to create a cheskas ishtamshus for that, because Sulam HaMitzri is very small, and it's not something a person is going to protest about, and therefore, once again, Shimon reserves the right to always protest about it. But since a Sulam Tzuri is a much larger and more permanent ladder, that's something that Reuven is able to create a chazaka on. Another din, chaloin hamitzris in lechazaka, letzuris yash lechazaka. These are two different types of windows. If Reuven opened up a chaloin hamitzris, which is a very small window that you can't even stick your head through, that's something that he can't create a chazaka on. And if Shimon later on decides that he wants it closed up, or he wants to build a wall in front of that window, preventing the light or air going through, Reuven's not able to claim, oh, I have a chazaka on this window, because again, it's so small, it's not something that a person usually protests or is going to have an issue with, and that's why Shimon always reserves the right to protest it or to cover it over or whatnot. Whereas Tzurius is a much larger window that a person could put their head through, and it does have a normal hishtamshos, and therefore if Shimon doesn't protest it within 3 years, Reuven could create that chazaka. The mission just clarifies, is we chalon mitzvahs? What is a chalon mitzvahs? If a person is not able to put his head through it. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, if it has a window frame, even if a person can't put his head through it, it's very small, a person could create a chazaka with it, because this is something which is much more permanent. It's also used more often because it has this window frame, and therefore it's different than a regular chalon mitzvah which doesn't have a window frame. Last mission tells us, haziz ad tefach yashal chazaka v'yachal imchais, pachas mitefach ein lechazaka v'ein yachal imchais. If a person had a ziz, which is like a beam that's protruding from his chatzar into his friends, if that protrusion is up until a tefach, he could create a chazaka on that, and that's because the other person, the one who's protruding into his airspace, is able to make a machai, is able to protest, and therefore if he doesn't protest, the other person can make a chazaka, whereas if it's less than a tefach, he can't create a chazaka on it, and by the same token, the one whose airspace it's in is not able to protest this because it's very small. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Zayin Ches. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.